Daily Renewal by Maria Fontaine.
Peter and I invest time daily in prayer for the family overall. And for those of you who we hear about specifically, we try to tailor our prayers according to the specific need. We highly value your prayers for us and want to offer the same support to you. I love the verses, "Though our outer self is wasting away, yet our inner self is being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary affliction is producing for us an eternal glory that is far beyond comparison." 2 Corinthians 4:16-17. The Lord is working with me, helping me to grow ever closer to Him and to cast my cares on Him more quickly. I know that with Jesus, I can always come through victorious in the end. God sometimes doesn't immediately grant us what we're asking for because He wants others to know that, even as Christians, we still experience some difficulties that are just a part of this life. Victory doesn't necessarily mean that everything is perfect or every physical affliction is overcome in this life. Sometimes there are far greater and more important things to be gained than patching up our physical body so that we can carry on a while longer. Sometimes we don't have what we would call a complete victory immediately or even in this life, because the Lord has more good to bring from our experiences that can be even more helpful to us or others. So He gives us enough of what we need so that we can carry on until it's His time to bring about the complete victory. I mentioned something about this to the physiotherapist when he was explaining to me the need to keep fighting to stay in good health by exercising more. I explained that I agree that we need to do what we can in the area of exercise, but we also need to face the reality that as we age, our bodies aren't able to keep up the same as when we were younger, and we do need to depend more on Jesus and prayer. As someone recently expressed, keep working at being in good health and active, but also keep working on the inner beauty. Love, kindness, encouragement, all those things. Years ago, the Lord inspired me to write a post called "The Choice in a Challenge." Recently, I took a little time to read it, and some points stood out to me in a special way, so I noted them and wanted to share a few excerpts with you. However, you may find other points in that post that may apply to you even more in the moment, so it could be well worth the investment of a little time to read the whole post to see what the Holy Spirit will show you. Prayer. Lord, I'm passionate about my job for you, but I don't understand why you would want to deal with all that extra weight, when surely you could work so much better and more easily through someone else who is not hindered by all these weaknesses. Jesus, this outlook on your deficiencies, disabilities, impairments, and all the things you feel hold you back is not the way I see things. That's your perception, not mine. I'm inviting you to look at your limitations as challenges, not as things that stop you or hold you back. All these things that you consider disabilities or difficulties or troubles, regardless of how they came to be in your life, help to keep you humble, compassionate, and closer to me. As a result, you spend much more time communing with me. You worry about how little strength you have because of your physical weaknesses. Concentrate on the important things. Don't you see the ways that your limitations are being used to your advantage and not for the purpose of defeating you? Look for the positive side of all these things and I'll show you more benefits. Use whatever difficulties you are facing to stir up the fight in you instead of being their victim and sinking into discouragement and frustration. I want you to look at them as a challenge to see what good they might be accomplishing. Whatever the struggles, they have the potential to become tools in my hands through which I can refine you. Try to see these shortcomings and lacks as some of the tools with which I strengthen you and bring your life into greater sync with my Spirit. When these challenges seem to hold you back or cripple your efforts to do what you feel I'm asking of you, Remember that I am carrying you. I don't feel the weight. Instead, I see the beauty, strength, and glory that is taking shape in your life, not in spite of, but because of all that you face. The more you cast yourself into my arms, allowing me to bear you up by my Spirit, the more freely I will be able to perform my handiwork in your life. Trust me, even when you feel sad about your inadequacies. Let me be the judge of all things. Believe that if I see the beauty, that is the reality. Prayer. The hard part is the daily doing, the yielding to your will and plan for my life when I feel discouraged or frustrated about my incapabilities. But I know that the more I look to you for help in making these limitations work for me and not against me, the less I'll worry about my deficiencies. I'm sure I won't be some superheroine who never questions or struggles to be positive. I'm just me. But that's the beauty and wonder of your love, because you already know that, and you take all that into account and love me anyway. End of prayer. It's not about what we face, it's about how we face it. We can either focus on what we're losing or suffering or missing, or we can focus on God's power to turn our challenges into something positive. The choice in the challenge is to either hold on to our thinking or to change our perspective and embrace His thinking. It's up to each one of us to choose. I'll close with a poem by Annie Johnson Flint that expresses my thoughts well. It was written when she was 53 in 1919, in honor of both her biological parents who died when she was very young, and her adoptive parents who died shortly after she reached adulthood, as well as the many years when she suffered with acute arthritis that left her in constant pain and prevented her from using her hands or walking. The words have been put to music by numerous composers even up to the present. It is more popular today than ever because the words are a testament of faith from one who fully understood the reality of seeing Jesus even amid the storm. God has not promised skies always blue, flower-strewn pathways all our lives through. God has not promised sun without rain, joy without sorrow, peace without pain. God has not promised we shall not know toil and temptation, trouble and woe. He hath not told us we shall not bear many a burden, many a care. God has not promised smooth roads and wide, swift, easy travel, needing no guide. Never a mountain, rocky and steep, never a river, turbid and deep. But God has promised strength for the day, rest for the labor, light for the way, grace for the trials, help from above, unfailing sympathy, undying love.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.